Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halal Show Season 4 Mix Number
32.
What's up? Ooh, welcome to the Hala Hala Show, everybody.
Hello, everybody. This is the podcast that talks about everything and anything under the sun, but specifically, parang medyo contradictory yun. Specifically, things that trended in the online sphere. Wow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're a member of X, X na ba tawag? It's so
wala
weird.
Wala pa Twitter pa sa akin eh.
Twitter pa sa akin eh. But anyway, you know, trending in X, on Threads, yeah, on Facebook, and especially in the Philippines, this is where you listen. If you just want to hear the opinion of two nobodies, really.
Uneducated but educated. Uneducated yes, but educated people.
Pwede, 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 mm-hmm, pwede. Nice. Okay. My name is Rika and that's...
me. I'm JC.
So, as you all know, we do not pre-prod anything. No, actually, we do. We do.
We do. We plan our podcast most days. And to give you a little bit of structure, here's how it goes. So, we usually talk about our lives. That's called Where You Been. So, we just talk about the happenings. So, Rika's in the UK, just in case it's your first time there, listening rather. Rika's in the UK telling us all about her adventures in Europe. And I'm here, and we're going to talk about what we did throughout the week. And then we have our TTs for the day, the trending topics. What are we discussing?
Okay, so today we are discussing UFOs. If you have ever thought that, you know, if there's life on another planet, then maybe your question will be answered today.
Yes, maybe we're not alone.
I know. I don't think we are, though.
So, me neither.
I'll start with that. And then we're going to talk about Beauty Gonzalez, who attended the GMA ball. You were there.
I was there.
And I wonder if you saw her, too. So we're going to talk about her jewelry that she wore during the GMA ball. And then the trending topic actually for this week as well is it's Showtime being called upon MTRCB because of, you know, a thing that happened during one of their episodes. Mm-hmm. So that's also hot right now.
It's a hot topic.
And yeah, it's a hot topic. And then we also have one odd diva.
Yes, the odd diva today is we're talking about the fast food chain Subway and their promo that could possibly earn you, or that could have possibly earned somebody, Subway for life, and what they
I
had
love
to do.
Subway.
Yeah, what you had to do to earn that promo. So that's all there. You can jump straight to the timestamps if you want to skip straight to there. But we're starting with Where You Been, and I think I'm starting this week, right?
Yes, you are.
All right. So this past weekend, I had a hosting, man, for Sun Life. It was one of their awards slash like sales rally things. Mm-hmm. And I've hosted for these things, not just Sun Life, but other insurance agencies. I have no idea what I'm talking about most of the time.
I mean, you
but
have a script.
They are so energetic. They really believe in the cause that they're, and I, you know, rightfully so. I mean, I think it's a great thing, you know, getting insurance, life insurance. And yeah, it was
parang
cool.
Parang binibentahan mo kami.
No, di ba? Open-minded ka ba, Rika G? Huh? It was held at SMX Aura, and the theme was Lord of the Rings.
So this is an in-company thing.
Yes, mm-hmm, an in-company thing for their agents. Okay. Yeah, and everybody was dressed like, you know, like elves and warriors. Some had props, like prop swords. It was pretty cool. I had a costume.
Nice, Rika
G. It made me look like a waiter.
At a themed restaurant.
Yeah, hindi siya masyado nga na. Actually, it was more like a pirate look. But I wore a costume. It was a lot of fun. And the production went really smooth. And I just want to say, like, I did, you know, I think I did good work, but you know who really killed it? I forgot his name. There was a voiceover guy that had to read literally all the names of the agents that were awarded. He was so good, man. Like, his voice was deep and, like, very, very Lord of the Rings-esque.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, the prod team was awesome. So, shout out to Sun Life Philippines. Thank you for getting me. And because I think I did a good job, they're getting me again in September. So,
let's go. That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
That's actually, you know, that's actually a little bit surprising because I do know that there are some companies who kind of rotate their talents.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had work with some of these, like, big companies who write out, say that actually we would want to get you in our next in-company event, but we have this rule that we rotate talents or something like that. So that's great, actually.
Yeah.
I've actually hosted another insurance company event. And I do remember that they have a theme song, and I don't remember if Sun Life has a theme song.
They usually have a chant.
Diba? They have a chant.
They have a chant, but I think as far as the events that I've hosted, every year, they change the chant. Like, I guess every year, meron silang parang motto or slogan, but like a battle cry.
So a they battle always, cry?
Yeah, it's a battle cry. Or like if you're in church, let our response be. Like, ganun sila, diba? You say something and then they respond to it. So this year, fudge, I forgot what it was, man. Because I was only calling for the prompt. I wasn't chanting with them. So that's usually how it works. At least, I don't know. I'm sure there's some Leche fans that are like agents here. They can probably like let us know if it changes every year.
Because I do remember in Pru Life when I hosted for them, they had a hymn. Like, they had a, like, feeling ko that's what they really sing. Every single time they have an event. Yeah, it's interesting.
Nag-Pru Life din ako, ha?
Yeah.
When did you do that?
Oh my gosh, years ago. And I don't even remember where it was, but it was a fun event.
Yeah.
Pero naalala ko parang they do have like this hymn. I don't know if you remember.
And ang cool ng mga prizes nila. Dude, when I hosted for Pru Life, they had a Mini Cooper, man. The first time I hosted for them. I hosted for them, I think, mga 4 times. Dude.
Too bad we can't join.
Yeah, they have trips. They have cars. They have cash prizes. Oh, I don't know if they have cash prizes, but they have like trip incentives. It's really great.
Yeah,
so that was my work weekend. And then I went to Marissa's family's, what do you call that? Reunion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got grilled by...
no way.
Not really. but there was karaoke.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's always there, especially in like Filipino events.
Yeah. Kahit
ako eh, when I had my birthday here, alam mo yung parang I was craving for karaoke and I'm like, I need it. It's not a celebration without karaoke.
You know, you're one of my few friends that actually enjoys karaoke.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I do not enjoy it.
It stresses me out, man.
But you know, like, so I was talking about it like on my podcast, my solo. I was like, you always have to just I think it's life advice is you should always have 2 or 3 songs in your back pocket that you can
for sure.
So what? Wait, I know I've seen you sing a few times. You know, Reina ng I know. Was it Reina ng Quezon City? But what do you have two more go to songs? Hips Don't Lie. Okay.
Hips Don't Lie. And my other one is Listen by Beyonce. Oh, diba?
Oh, galing. Listen, Beyonce.
Akala mo talaga. But it's just fun. It's fun because if you mess up or pumiyok ka, it's just good fun. I just think that it's a good way to just let loose.
True. I always go, like, if I have to, I like to choose ones where you know for a fact that most people will probably just sing along with you. You know, yung mga crowd-pleasing songs. A lot of boy bands, Disney songs, most people will sing along. And Taylor Swift, I think, is like right up that alley. You know, if you You Belong With Me, everyone's probably just going to sing along with you. So, yeah, that's what I did in terms of, you know, outside of the house. Because you guys know I'm a hermit. I usually stay at home. I did watch a few movies on Netflix. There's a Tom Hanks movie, which I found really good. It was Tearjerker. A Man Called Otto. I don't know if you've seen that on your Netflix.
I think I've seen it before. Yeah.
It was pretty good. It's about this grumpy guy and like he has new neighbors and they kind of changed his outlook on life. It was pretty good. And it made me tear up. So if you want a nice cry, A Man Called mm-hmm. Otto is what it's at. The thing I want to talk about before I turn it over to you is I was on TikTok earlier today, or was it yesterday? And I learned a new term. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called the millennial pause. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it?
I've heard of it. And I hate to say that it's just something that I have. Alam mo yung parang, I realized na parang, oh my God, I do have the millennial pause. It's just that, and I have tried to get rid of it. I have. It's just that it's hard.
It doesn't, yeah. So for those of you who don't know, I learned yesterday, the millennial pause is when you start recording a video and there's a slight hesitation before you start talking. And apparently you're supposed to hit record and just go. But in my experience, the reason why I do it is because I've done it, like I've filmed a video before, and sometimes I start talking before the record starts. Like,
right.
I feel like, parang may napuputol, like it gets cut off. So, I mean, you could always, I guess the reason I do the pause is because you could always just edit it later. Like you could cut it so that it starts right when you start talking, but apparently most people don't. So that's the new thing that I learned this week, man. Millennial pause.
You know what, though?
What?
You know what, though? Looking back at your videos, I don't think you do have a millennial pause.
Because when you do the J in the left.
Kasi kinakat mo. Gets. But it kind of like if you just record like off the bat sa Instagram stories. Mm. Yeah, you do. Like I know for sure I have the millennial pause.
Yeah.
It's just that I thought that kasi parang feeling ko lang din, it's unprofessional for me na parang, yung parang, I speak right away.
Bat.
But then, I get it though. And sometimes I do try to get rid of it, especially if I'm trying to be funny, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I get you.
Yeah, I also did learn something new on TikTok, but I'm gonna talk about that at the end of my Where You Be.
Okay, great. I'm pretty much done. Finn, are there any bees in the vicinity? A lot of people enjoyed your bee attack last
my
week.
My bee moment.
So,
thank you.
Your bee moment. But go ahead. What did you do this week? Where you been, Rika G?
Okay, so Finn, my week has been really event filled. It's just been really, you know, chaotic in a good way because I don't know if it's okay to say. Ryan's in front of me. Hello. It's okay to say, right? Yeah. So this week is actually wedding prep because Ryan's brother is getting married. Shout out to Gracial and Gino. Yes, they're getting married
Congrats.
This week. And basically, like, I mean, for an events person like us, we do know that there's a lot that goes on during, you know, when you have an event. So there's the, you know, the venue and the food and the everything. That's what we've been doing the whole week as well. But also we've been shopping. We went to this outlet place here in the UK called Bicester Village. And I'm sure a lot of people know what it is. It's just an outlet filled with like high-end stuff. So there's a certain outlet that there's like Nike, H&M, stuff like that. This time around, it's like Dior, Prada.
Damn.
Everything, like everything high-end. Pero grabe, dude, like the prices are like almost half from what you've seen in the malls.
Ano yung mga overruns or like out of
I was so curious. I went to the Prada store in the mall and asked the guy there, how does it work with the outlets? And apparently here they have like an outlet only line. The things you see in the outlet, usually it's only sold in the outlet, but it doesn't mean that doesn't mean that it's not designer. It doesn't mean that it's real or like, ano siya, like overruns or whatever. Mm. It's actually made for the outlet.
So
I'm
legit
like, okay,
stuff.
That's nice. It's legit stuff. And that's nice to hear because you get it for such a low price. But to be fair, the low price, quote unquote, is still a lot. Mahal pa rin siya.
Yes.
And it's just, it was so like, grabe din. And dami din nag-shop. And it kind of just makes you realize na, damn, daming pera ng mga tao.
Did you buy something?
I mean, not me. Okay. Not me, okay? Because parang na-realize ko ang bigat.
Have you ever?
Parang, no, actually, I have never bought anything like designer.
Like Dior,
BBH.
Prada, Louis Vuitton, wala kang one piece?
Zero.
Talaga?
None. Zero talaga. So parang, tas parang, I was just, it was just like a surreal experience because, you know, like at that time, obviously, like it was a family event and, you know, the family like gave me something, my very first designer
anything
was given to me. Yes. And I was like, Damn.
So,
as in, I did not. Like, gusto kong magbukay ng hole and just stay there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say. Because it's such a big thing to be given, you know, a designer bag. So it was just, yeah, I'm very, very thankful. And it's just so surreal for me.
Isama ka next time, no? Isama na,
diba?
Isama lang.
Diba? Parang sarap. Ah,
tita. Ano, tita? Ano na? Mami Ryan.
Parang ganda ng bag na yun, ha? Parang, pero okay lang kung ano. No, but yes. So, I'm very thankful na parang nabigyan ako ng my very first designer anything. But it was also nice to see all of the stuff like in front of you na parang never mo nakikita sa store. Mm. Like, kunwari bottega. I only just see it in the magazines or, you know, in like high-end stores.
I've never but even heard I of got, that brand. Bottega.
I know. Bottega, yes. And then you see all of these designer stuff. This panel, it's just really nice also to just look around and window shop. And I honestly, here's a thing that I really want to discuss. I really like window shopping.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that because, well, my first reason actually when I do say that I love window shopping is because I don't have the money to buy it. But in the essence, like the true essence of it, it's just really fun for me. It's really fun for me.
Do you daydream about like one day you're gonna buy it, or are you just like looking at stuff?
Alam mo, the reason why I don't enjoy thinking na I'll buy it one day is because I know that shit. If I buy it, mawala yung money sa bank ko, and I don't enjoy not having money in my bank.
Same here, man. Same here.
So I like the whole act of just window shopping. And I don't get the hate that people get when they say na parang, oh, I like dining alone. I only like window shopping. You know what I mean? Yung mga ganun.
People give hate for window shopping? I didn't know that.
Yeah, totoo na parang, I don't know. It's kind of like the same with when people eat alone. Yung parang ganun.
I do that all the time.
Na parang, oh, kawawa ka naman. Or something like that. Okay. But anyway, that's for another episode. But yeah, it's a really nice place. We had coffee. We had fish and chips. They have really good food there. Pero parang medyo parang pika-pika lang. But they do have restaurants there as well. But all high-end. And parang feeling ko hindi ako worthy to be there. Kasi yung shoes ko has been with me for like 8 years. May butas na yung socks ko. Yung mga ganun. Nice. Yung mga tipong like, okay lang ba yun? But yeah, it was a really fun day. And then yesterday, we also went to the mall. We had a little bit of shopping. We had dinner with Ryan's family. It was just all family stuff. And then I did run. I did do like a morning run one morning. And this cat followed me home. It's just really nice. I know, boring stuff.
Are you going to adopt it?
No. Yeah, meron siyang ano eh.
Nagagalit.
Oh, ay, bigla siyang nagalit. No way. Okay, anyway. And then, yeah, this cat followed me home and it's just really cute. Pero meron siyang collar. So, somebody probably owns the cat. And then, what else did we do? I don't think. Okay, so we did watch this movie on Netflix called Run, Rabbit, Run. It's the kind of movie that parang medyo magigets mo na yung buong plot just in the middle of the movie, I think. So I do recommend it. The vibes are just creepy. It's not all out, like, jump scares. So it's a horror movie.
So it's a horror movie, so it's called, okay.
Yeah, it's a horror movie. They're Australian. And I'm not going to give away the plot because, like I said, it's really easy to get the plot, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just recommend watching it maybe one night. It's an easy watch. And I think that's it.
Speaking of Australian, before you round it up, there's a new horror movie. I think it's by A24 or Blumhouse. I'm not sure. It's called Talk to Me. And okay. Apparently it's getting rave reviews.
Yeah.
It's getting rave reviews. So
it's new, right?
Yeah, it's new. I haven't seen it yet, but that's on the list.
Oh, I
like
didn't
it's
know
on the
it was
list.
Australian.
Probably gonna watch it this week. Yeah.
Okay. So the new thing that I discovered on TikTok is from this TikToker. Her name is Laika Maravilla, and I know she has a podcast under Podcast Network Asia.
Oh, I know
right?
that name. I know that name.
Yes.
The one with the glasses,
so,
right? Who talks
yes.
about business?
So, yes. So she talked about this idea called rich people drawl, and it means that usually people who are born into wealth talk slowly, talk like people are really going to listen to them no matter how long it takes.
Hello, Rika.
And I know. That's parang ano, actually na-realize ko siya when we interviewed Heart Evangelista one time on the radio when we used to work on the radio. Mm. We interviewed Heart Evangelista and she has the rich people drawl, meaning that she takes her time to get to her point. She takes her time to just, you know, to just talk because they're used to people waiting for them. They're used
to,
you know, they're not.
I agree with you completely.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think my point. No, just kidding. And then, parang yung point ni Laika in her TikTok video is that usually people who are not born into wealth, usually nagmamadali ka because, you know, you need to get to the bus on time, you need to get the train. And then usually, hindi ka sanay that, you know, people give their attention to you because, you know, you still have something to prove.
Mm.
And maybe they're not interested in what you say. The sinabi pa niya na parang example lang sa kanya. She attended this one award ceremony and then she was giving a speech and then somebody was fixing her microphone. And her being, you know, that mentality, inisip niya na parang pinapaalis na siya sa stage. When in fact, inaayos lang yung microphone niya. Thinking that if it was a person who was born into wealth, they would think that, okay, inaayos lang yung microphone ko because I have something to say.
I see.
So it's called the rich people drawl. And if you want to look like you're wealthy, you know what I mean? Like
speak
there's a
slower.
There's an idea. I know. There's an idea na may quiet luxury. And then there's also another idea called Rich People Drawl, and you might want to try it out.
Para siyang mindful, ano, mindful pauses.
Exactly,
I feel like, diba?
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have to play back our last mixes and see how fast we
I know.
Speak.
No, dude, actually, it's different. It might be different with us because we were trained to talk really fast. Well, not really fast, but talk faster than usual because we are on air.
Mm.
And you know, airtime is money, man.
Yeah,
you don't have all the airtime in
True
the world.
True that, man.
So there. That's something that I learned on TikTok and Finn.
All right, shall we wapow to our first TT?
Wapow.
All right, let's talk about UFOs, Rika G. I actually stumbled upon this on TikTok, and of course, when I see something on TikTok, I have to verify if it's real, especially when it's like, you know, a news story or something. And mm-hmm. I thought it was just a clickbait video because I started seeing these videos of these guys in government. They're like part of the military and they were in like a hearing. They were giving testimony in front of Congress, I think. And they were asked about UFOs and like extraterrestrial life. I think the term actually is UAP, which is unidentified aerial phenomena. And
okay.
the answers that they were giving were rather surprising. Some of the things that they were... So, for example, from this article from NBC News, the name of the article is 5 of the Most Memorable Moments from Congress UFO Hearing. I'm not going to go through everything, but basically, mm-hmm. they're saying the people who were speaking under oath were saying that the government has in possession with them. They absolutely have in possession UAPs. And that also non-human biologics, that's the term that they used, were found at crash sites. So things that were not human but had a body were found. So
this is, you know, when I saw the video on TikTok, at first I didn't actually believe it.
Mm.
And I thought that it was just like from a movie or a TV show or whatever. But it's just so surreal to me that it's actually under oath. That it's in Congress, tama ba? Senate or
Congress?
Parang
I think.
With Congress,
right.
With actual politicians and with an actual person who works for the government talking about it. Na parang, is this for real? But na parang ako. And then when we do know this information, what do we do with it?
I know.
Na parang, okay, they confirmed that there's life in another planet. What's next? What do we do with it?
I doubt, you know, I want to show anything.
I want to know if Optimus Prime will be in the
through.
Field next to me, coming through with Bumblebee. What do I do? I talk to them? Do I hide? Because we've learned from the movies, if we attack, they attack as
true,
well.
True.
And I'm like, bro, you need to chill.
I know. One of the interesting things that came out of that as well was that one of the guys who spoke under oath said that a lot of the, like, the pilots, you know, from the military that maybe mm-hmm. see something, there's like a stigma of them reporting it. Like, you know, they don't want to report it because they're afraid of professional repercussions, meaning like,
right,
you know, they'd rather you just shut up about it. And I thought that was a huge, like, talk point, because I mean, imagine, dude, like, imagine if they saw something and they're like, oh, I shouldn't say this because they're going to think I'm crazy, or because they don't want to deal with the paperwork. But then it's like, you know, it's E.T. and his friends coming through, you know, ready to phone home, right? It's ready. I don't know, like, you know, in response to your question, because it actually leads to more questions, right? All these things that we heard over the weekend during this hearing, like, will the government ever open up? Like, what? I feel like there has to be some transparency,
right.
How can they do it without terrifying us? It's another, like, I understand also why they would keep it hidden. Because if they started releasing all this information, it's going to be bedlam, man. It's going to be mayhem, diba?
It is.
So how do you think, like, they should approach it? If ever they were going to be more transparent, what would they do? Is it like a infographic or a YouTube video? Paano ba?
I think, you know what, though? It would, and I'm not sure if this is going to be, like, appropriate for the rest of the people on Earth, but I would like to know 100% of the truth.
Really?
But then again, it's also difficult to actually do that, because especially with the internet, a lot of people can just, like, make the information kind of, like, askew. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And deep fake. I mean, you can do deep fakes and stuff too now, right?
And everything. And it can be used for, I don't know, scamming people.
Mm.
But I don't know. I feel like I would want to know 100% of the truth, because for you to just say 25% of it, I feel like that would cause more trouble.
Right.
Diba?
I get where you're coming from. But if they told me 100% of the truth, I'd probably be living in fear.
In fear?
Dude.
Kasi,
depending, I guess it depends on what it is.
Wala pa naman tayong alam eh.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it would create more fear not knowing.
Mm.
But I kind of, when it comes to that point, or that talking point that you said, that a lot of people don't come forward with this kind of information with a fear of professional repercussion, I feel like that just makes sense.
Mm.
It makes sense because you're the person who believes in aliens.
True,
you know what I mean?
True.
Diba? So I kind of understand that.
You know what's crazy is that people were like, yeah, like, I guess maybe it's just nervous humor, but like there were so many memes that came out of this, like welcoming the aliens at parties and stuff. I wish I could have that sense of humor, like, if they really, you know, reveal 100%. I mean, we'd have to make peace, right? I'm already thinking about it, right? What do we do?
Here's my thing, kasi, in my head, and this is just an intelligent hunch, okay? But for us, tayo, who live on Earth, who cannot survive in another planet, parang naisip ko lang, maybe that's also the reason why they don't come to our planet, because they can't survive here.
True. Maybe we're yun like the ocean ko, for, like, aliens, huh?
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Na parang dun kasi sila nakatira. And if they this is so stupid to talk about. Just talking about it makes me feel like I'm being branded as the girl who believes in aliens.
I believe in aliens. I believe in aliens, man.
Parang napapaisip lang ako. This is just an intelligent hunch. Na parang that's the reason. I don't wanna say it anymore. But that's the reason. Maybe that's the reason why they don't come to our planet, because they can't survive here.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if you've seen any of the movies, like all the alien movies, they have some weakness. Usually, it's water or like the atmosphere. They can't live on here. I would hope that's the case, because, you know, as much as as much as there's aliens, I know wala for a fact there's aliens out there, right? I would generally like them to stay away for now. Yeah. For now.
You know what though? Bumblebee, parang okay sa akin si Bumblebee.
Yeah, okay naman si Optimus. Dude, okay ako kay Bumblebee. I'm trying to think of the aliens that I would be okay with. Right?
Like Optimus Prime.
Optimus would be cool, but I feel like Optimus invites enemies, right? Bumblebee's just chilling, right? Yeah, he's too much of a leader.
Political power.
Yeah, he's too much of a political power. Right? I feel like he would want to like have a say in the government. Bumblebee's just going to be chilling on the side.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with Bumblebee. Sure. I'm okay with E.T. adjacent. I just don't want them, because E.T. looks disgusting. Like,
kawawa yung makers ng E.T.
I don't want to hang out with a creature that looks like E.T. It's gross looking.
Oh my gosh. Sino pa bang ibang mga from, like, quote unquote, from another planet?
Famous alien characters. Let's look it up.
Like Avengers?
No, well, not really. I mean, there are some like.
I mean, like yung Avengers movie.
Oh, I mean, like Captain Marvel is like an interstellar being. Like, she travels between planets. Mm-mm. But the typical aliens, like Marvin the Martian, I guess, is okay. Stitch is Stitch is kind of cute. Like,
dude,
would you mess with Stitch?
Stitch is cute,
like?
Pero chaotic, too chaotic.
Chaotic,
I think.
Very chaotic.
Right.
I would not want any of the Star Wars or Star Trek characters, because there's like, it's the politics of it all, right?
Yeah.
And Yoda looks
and
like
plus
a frog.
They're too, like, they're too close to being a human. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I get you. Even the ones that like, they have feet and fingers. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. That's why I'm saying, like, E.T., if he didn't look so,
Alien-y.
Alien-y. Yeah. E.T., he's not very strong, right? Like, he's smart, I guess. But I feel like I could take him in a one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like I could take him. Yeah, I want aliens that I feel like I could defeat in physical combat. I think that's my baseline.
Here's one alien creature that I do not 100% do not want on Earth.
Okay.
It's that creature on Life. Remember that movie?
Dude, that thing will kill us in a week.
That will kill us in no time.
Yeah.
Us in.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to like hide. Because even if you're like in a secure place. Yeah. Voila.
That goes against everything that, you know, like, I mean, in terms of your point of can it survive on Earth, it literally adapts to anything. That's the thing. Like, aliens that adapt to anything,
it
gets stronger. Aliens from, you know, Alien versus Predator, like, Predators can stay away, like, you know, stay home. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much my baseline. I think that's it, man. All right.
I think we've covered it.
I think so, too. Let us know, though, Lecha fans, if you know, what would you think is the best way to approach exposing the truths about extraterrestrial life? And shall we wapow to our next TT?
Wapow. Okay, so we're talking about Beauty Gonzalez, who went to the GMA gala, and she obviously looked beautiful like everybody else. But a lot of people paid attention to her accessories. So she wore reworked ancestral gold burial masks. And if you go on Google and you go look at what it looks like, they honestly, for me, it looks like leaves.
Yeah, it looks like gold leaves with a like razor blade cuts in between.
But apparently they were excavated from Butuan and Surigao, and they're centuries old gold. And it's from her favorite, quote unquote, favorite jeweler, Requeza Jewelry. And she even tagged the jeweler on her Instagram post. But apparently it's from the pre-colonial gold, and they're found in Butuan and Surigao, like I said. And they're actually used in ancient funerary rites. So they are eyes and mouth coverings for burial in the ancient times. Mm. So a lot of people took that negatively, saying that it is an appropriate, quote-unquote, an appropriation for Philippine... she did say that it's an appreciation for Philippine ancestral gold. That's what she said in her caption.
Got it.
But a lot of people obviously kind of took that negatively and said that it's used for burial and funerary services before, which obviously does not, you know, the vibes don't match.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And to add more context to that, there is a cultural critic and independent curator, according to GMA News, named Marian Pastor Roses, saying that the actual pieces were something that were from like grave robbery. That's what they were saying. So they said that if these were legally excavated, the pieces would actually belong to either the National Museum or the Banco Central. So that's another like layer as to why maybe people are also kind of calling her out on it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it came from the jeweler, right? So what, like, how did they get it? That's my question.
Exactly. Actually, a lot of people are questioning as well the jeweler who said that. How did they get a hold of that? Because the only way to get a hold of that was an illegal excavation.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people are also asking her, like the actual artist who says, and I mean, these are comments who asked her, you don't get bothered that these were actually, you know, used for burial rites.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think of it? Like, because for her, it's an appreciation of Philippine gold.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously it's something that maybe she didn't know.
Right.
But are we at this point in this society kind of separate that to your responsibility as an artist to know what you are wearing?
Yeah, I guess it's that maybe coming from somebody who's never been able to afford something of that level. I know I never, because when I think about it, like just talking about this, I never really think about like the where my stuff comes from, right. But when it comes to yunga, I mean, especially if it's something of that magnitude where it has a historical like value to it. Maybe, I would understand. I understand people's like frustration with Beauty Gonzalez, and also, I on her end, naman, I also kind of get where she's coming from. Although yun nga, she should have maybe researched more. But the thing is, I doubt that she knew. Maybe I don't know. I'm guessing she didn't
know. Actually, when it comes to that, I think there's a lot of like logistics that comes with it that we don't know. Kasi malay mo, on the day, pinasuot lang sa kanya nung stylist and everything. And I'm not sure the blame falls 100% on her.
Mm-hmm.
Because like these people say, na kine-question na nila yung jeweler. How did they get a hold of it? I think that's, you know, we should go to the root of it. Na parang how did they get it?
Yeah.
And then at the same time, parang kikwestiyonin mo din na if they do have, you know, the audacity to actually publicize it, are they thinking that they got it legally?
Yeah.
You know,
and maybe I think that's the deeper question. You're right. Like that's the one that you really got to address in this case. Because if all the flack is just falling on Beauty Gonzalez, it kind of takes away from the real issue. Is yun nga, where is it from, man? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like that's a pretty deep, you have to take a deep dive into where that came from. Because I'm trying to think like, I wouldn't even know the first place to look if I needed to find like ancestral gold. Like, where do you even go? I don't even know, do they have shops for that? Because according to that curator, they usually go to the museum or the Banco Central. So how much of this like ancestral gold is there? Like where else can it be found other than graves, I guess?
Yeah, but you know what though? I kind of don't like to also not give her any responsibility for not knowing. You know what I mean?
Because
if we do that with celebrities and people who have influence, na parang, hindi naman nila alam eh, when in fact they do have some sort of kind responsibility. Of control, I guess.
They have responsibility.
Responsibility. Yeah. Parang ayoko din sila bigyan ng, like, or hindi bigyan ng responsibility. But, mm-hmm. like I said, I think it really falls under who acquired it.
Yeah.
Who got it in mm-hmm. the first place. Yeah, but I mean, like, kunwari malaman ko that that's what it's used for. I don't know. It would kind of creep me out a little
bit. It's a little bit creepy, man. Yeah. I mean, but just looking at it, because I didn't interview her on the day.
Mm-hmm.
But had I seen it, for example, if let's say she walked into the red carpet. And because, you know, I spoke about doing that hosting where we kind of had to ask people what they were doing or compliment them yeah. on their thing. To me, it looks pretty cool, right? Like, I mean, just visually, aesthetically, it looks cool. And I would not mm-hmm. know. Like, I would have never known because I don't know anything about the, you know, the history of it. So,
but you know what? I would appreciate it if it was worn as a statement piece. I would appreciate it that they would speak up about it. You know, history mm. and, you know, like, whatever. Na parang they do have a point why they wore it.
Mm-hmm.
And not just with Beauty Gonzalez. I think with any like celebrity who wears a statement piece. Like, let's say, remember the mayor of New York? What's her name again?
No idea. I'm not gonna
anyway,
lie to you.
Who wore like a statement piece on the Met Gala, and she does have something to say.
I see.
Yung parang ganon.
Mm.
Na parang I would appreciate it na. They would kind of give a reason why they wore that piece and not just because it's beautiful.
I get it.
But I mean, right now, I don't want to place blame on anybody. It's just that there are a lot of questions
yeah.
being raised.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll right? just have to find out. I mean, I don't know how, like, because this is one of, I feel like as much as, you know, as interesting as this is, it's one of those stories that will just disappear. You know?
Oh, for sure.
And it's
for
only sure. going to be maybe followed up by like people who are really interested in, you know, like I don't know if it's, is it archaeology? I don't know. Like the, you know, the curator community, I guess, would be the only mm-hmm. ones that would be really concerned about this. But it should be something that is addressed, especially in the origins of it is the biggest aspect of it, in my opinion. Yeah. Any more thoughts on this, Rika G?
That's it.
All right.
Let's eat.
Shall we wapow? All right. Yes. Let's talk about the MTRCB. Specifically, they are requesting Vice Ganda and I think it's Ion Perez. No, that's how you say his
yes.
name. Ion Perez. They have summoned them. And the team from It's Showtime because of alleged indecent acts performed on the show. So to give you context, if you haven't seen the clip that is in question is during a segment called Isip Bata. And in that clip, you can see that Ion Perez is like putting a piece of cake in his mouth with his finger mm-hmm. in a... I mean, I don't think it... I would say it's like a... It's... I don't think it's indecent, but I could see maybe why people might interpret it that way.
Okay.
It was like they were flirting, mm. Ion Perez and Vice Ganda. He put the cake in his mouth and he walked up to Vice and it was like a moment. It was like a moment.
Yeah.
And because of that, the MTRCB has issued a notice to appear and testify to the producers of It's Showtime because people complained about it. I don't know who complained, but... That's the story. So let's talk about that. Did you see the video? First of all, I got to ask you.
I did.
You did.
So I did see the video. And I do kind of agree with you that there is some sort of messaging in there. That although, like you said, they were quote unquote flirting. But they're not just flirting, but they're flirting with an idea.
Mm.
There is a message under that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean... I think what's also being raised here is that because they are members of the LGBTQ plus community, and that's another layer in itself,
uh-huh.
right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think that's a layer in itself. Again, there are a lot of people who do kind of like take offense to the messaging that, you know, they were giving. And let's say sabihin natin na because that's just the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's another layer to it na the segment was for kids.
Mm, yeah, kasi isip yeah. bata, no? Isip
kasi
bata.
Pang isip bata. And kids were present during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? And Ako, I'm not saying that these messaging and these acts aren't supposed to be on TV at all 100%. No. Maybe just the timing. Baka wrong timing lang din.
Yeah.
But possibly. But here's the thing. Diba? That's the thing. Actually, Chel Jokno, who is a human rights lawyer, if I'm not mistaken, tweeted about it, who say that we see many forms of affection between heterosexual couples on TV and never blink an eye. Iba ba talaga ang standard kung ano ang disente at katanggap-tanggap para sa madlang LGBTQIA+. That's what he tweeted. And I do actually believe that these things should be questioned as well. So the acts of Vice Ganda and Ion Perez on its Showtime should be questioned, but the act that they are summoned in MTRCB should also be questioned as well, because there are a lot of moments on TV that were raised as well, because, you know, this topic is being talked about. It was raised and they're questioning na bakit ito hindi napatawag ng MTRCB.
Yeah, especially, I mean, there's a lot of yung mga bed scenes, which, yes, you know, to yes. me, it's, I mean, you know, to me, because I watch a lot of TV, whether, mm-hmm. I mean, before I used to watch a lot of local TV, but, you know, in the international realm of things, you know, HBO is literally, it's like softcore porn, right? If you watch yeah. some of their shows. So to me, you know, this was, I didn't see anything wrong with it. But like you said, if you're going to call this out, then you have to really look at the other stuff that they are letting slide, if that's the case.
Yeah. Because they do have a competitor, which is Eat Bulaga,
or
right?
EAT.
And a lot of people,
EAT is the
sorry,
new thing.
EAT. No, but Eat. Before, yeah. yung mga clips that they got, people got on Twitter were from Eat Bulaga.
Mm-hmm.
And they did raise all of these questions. And it's such a complicated thing as well, because the head of the MTRCB right now is Lala Soto,
yep.
who is a family member of people who are the head, the hosts
Sotos, Vic
of
and Eat Bulaga, Tito,
the Sotos. Diba? They're there. And they do these things, inappropriate things, on the same time.
A lot of inappropriate
yeah. things. On the same, what do you call that?
Time slot.
Like,
same
time
kind
slot.
Of, yeah, same time slot, same kind of show.
Diba?
Yeah, variety show.
So parang medyo mapapaisip ka na bakit sila, hindi sila napatawag sa MTRCB, or if napatawag sila, how come it wasn't as publicized as this event?
Yeah.
So, medyo mapapa-question ka na, is it because they're part of the LGBTQ+ community? And I don't know if it is, or is the reason because medyo mainit yung Showtime ngayon? Kasi, diba, you know, they're in the spotlight
yeah, baka
right now.
Yeah, targeted attack. It might be like to draw fire to them and to give the advantage to EAT, which is the new Eat Bulaga, I guess, right? EAT,
exactly.
Right?
But I'm also not saying that these acts on TV on certain time slots aren't supposed to be questioned, because that's what MTRCB is for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're there for, and that they have these rules. It's just that maybe it's not being taught, being talked about as much. Not a lot of people know the rules that we have under, you know, the regulations that we have under MTRCB and broadcasting on TV. Magkakaiba pa yan eh. Broadcasting on TV,
yeah.
broadcasting on radio, because we know
KBP.
We diba? Know on some level that yes, there are some things you cannot say on certain time slots. And ako, I've been on that morning time slot where there are some things that you cannot talk about. Pero pagdating sa like kunwari, when I was on Wild and Wicked, which was at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Parang medyo mas let loose kayo. You can say certain words.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was an eye-opener when I did study media law here in the UK. And grabe, it's so extensive, the regulations and the rules, to the point that they have words listed under that official government document.
Mm-hmm.
That you can say these certain words on certain time slots, and you cannot say certain words
during other
like
time
bitch,
slots.
Like actual words and my actual time, like bitch you cannot say before 7 p.m. Parang ganon.
Wow.
Ganon siya ka extensive, and I don't know if it's as extensive or maybe it's just not, you know, like publicized.
Yeah, because in the US, for example, like you know, they have like rated R, PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to your point about like certain words, I know, like, for example, in PG-13, you're only allowed, for example, certain number of shits. Like, you can only say shit like 3 times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get you're allowed like 1 F-bomb, like in exactly. the PG-13 movie. Right? So it's a very extensive. And I think that I really think, for me, my personal thing is that it's because there's like some rivalry. That's my opinion, though. Obviously, it's not, we don't know for sure. Because there's so much that you could call out every show, right? Every show, I think there's something that you could deem as insensitive or whatnot. And,
For sure. It's just that, don't you think that if that may be the underlying reason that they're not, you know, putting it out outright na because of the rivalry.
Yeah.
Pero hindi ba parang they're also going, the rival or the competitor would also be in question as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga parang that's also a risk if that is the reason na kung ba't sila pinatawag. Kasi it's also a risk na sila din mapuput under the spotlight. Kasi
yeah.
they're in the same time slot, almost same, you know, treatment and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure, but there is that kind of like sus feeling.
Yeah, because you even brought up, and everyone, the netizens are bringing up, you know, it's hard to see how impartial they can be because you got my Soto sa MTRCB.
Oh,
and that's the thing.
Actually.
I think that's the kicker to this, like why people are really, you know, going after this narrative of EAT is going after, well, not, I mean, they didn't say, they, it's not proven, but it could be the reason why its Showtime is under fire right now. Because yun nga, because there's someone in their board that is on a different conflict of interest, kumbaga.
Exactly. And that's not the only kicker as well. In EAT, they have a host who's a senator. Who's actually, you know, in power. And they know people in power. And the fact that they have one of the biggest time slots and the biggest influence. Medyo mapapa-question ka. It's kind of like, alam mo, pwede yun maging ano, Black Mirror episode.
True.
Yung ano, medyo sakit lang sa ulo. Pag iisipin mo na, shucks, they have so much power that they have on that show. They can say whatever they want. And they don't have any
repercussions.
Kasi sino ba yung nasa MTRCB? Kapamilya din nila.
True. So,
diba?
Yeah. It brings up a lot of questions. Yeah, brings up a lot of questions. And regarding, you know, just our Leche fans' thoughts, you should let us know what you think. How did you feel mm-hmm. about the, well, first of all, I think you have to think about how did you feel about the segment? Did you think mm-hmm. it was worthy of being, you know, brought up to the MT, or was it worthy of the MTRCB summoning them over that scene? And also, yun nga, how will you be able to kind of bring this ruling down across all the media that's being distributed by that channel or that network? It's a fine line to draw, right?
Yeah. You know, there's another layer to it, which again, Chel Jokto brought up in his tweet. There's another layer to it because they are, you know, part of the LGBTQ+ community. And magkaiba ba yung standards that they hold, which is obviously very discriminatory. Iba ba yung standards that they hold to people who are on TV, who are LGBTQ+ community, who are LGBTQ+, compared to heterosexual ones? Na parang maipipinta ba na mas bastos because they're gay? Because they're lesbians?
Yeah, because I could imagine, for example, a scene where two heterosexual guys did the same thing, and it would probably mm-hmm. be just interpreted as, you know, it would just, I mean, this was also meant to be like comedic and kind of sweet, I would say,
yeah.
the video. But if mm-hmm. it was two heterosexual guys doing it, and they were clearly heterosexual, like you know them, like they are known mm-hmm. as heterosexual guys, I don't think it would have been summoned. That's just my take on it. I feel like it wouldn't have it wouldn't have done anything. That's my take. So that's my hot take of the day.
It's a little problematic, really.
I think so too, man. So, yeah, I mean, do you have any more closing? Do you have a closing thought on this, TT Rika G?
Not, you know what? As of now, it's just more of a lot of questions. Again, a lot of questions. But kasi I don't really watch that show. And ako, just looking at the scene itself, I did not find it offensive.
Yeah.
But like I said, my honest opinion is maybe it's just wrong timing where they did it. Kasi if it was done in, let's sabi natin gandang gabi Vice, diba?
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have the same effect with MTRCB. So,
and like, my closing thought on this one is like, because being offended by something is a super subjective thing, right? I mean, there's obviously things that are very blatantly offensive, you know, like maybe like violence, like extreme violence or extreme like cursing or extreme discriminatory actions. But for example, like Boy Abunda's, I don't know if he still does it. Diba yung sex or chocolates question, whatever he does all the time. There can be people who can be offended by that. Like, there can be people who are like, that's inappropriate. My kid can watch this at this time. Can you please take that off? Like, how can you, like, at what point when push comes to shove where you say, like, you can't do it? And I guess it goes a callback to yun nga, certain time slots, you're able to say certain things. And I agree with you. Maybe yun nga, yung timing dahil sa segment is probably also a reason why they have if ever the MTRCB has more of a case to bring this up because of yun nga, the
exactly
segment.
I do want to know what the case would be, because if they do have like actual rules and regulation that has been in place for years, you know, to protect children or to protect whatever, the public or something like that, I would understand if it was, you know, an actual like regulation that they broke. But if it was just because people were quote unquote offended by it, medyo there's a, I feel like there would be a problem.
I think so,
if
too.
If that's the only reason. It's kind of like the same thing as Pura Luca Vega.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing that what was the law that was broken? I want to know. Because if it was just because people didn't like it, that's not, I don't think that's how it goes, man.
Yeah, man. I feel you, you there, know? Man. So yeah, I think that's a pretty good roundup. But of course, once again, it's a conversation to start, and you can talk about it on our Facebook group or DM us on Instagram or whatever. But I think that's wapow, huh?
Wapow.
All right, let's finish this mix with some odd.
Diba?
And we're talking about Subway. So the sandwich chain, which surprisingly, I remember there's like a statistic, like Subway is the most, it has the most like franchises. I thought it was McDonald's, right? I always thought it was McDonald's.
No way, they have the most franchises?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I remember being surprised by that fact that Subway has the most, because simply because wala masyadong Subway dito, diba, in the Philippines. They have some.
Okay, yeah.
But there's a Jollibee and McDonald's everywhere, and you only see Subway in certain places. But Subway is like the biggest franchise across the world in terms of like number of stores, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, amazing. So we're talking about Subway and the promo that they have, and I believe it's only in the U.S. So I know we have some Leche fans in the U.S. I'm not sure if the promo is done, but they are offering a one lucky sandwich lover free sandwiches for life, as well as a $50,000 Subway gift card to be used over that winner's lifetime. Here's what they have to do. They have to legally change their name to Subway. That's what they have to do. And
is that the only name that you can have? Because if it was a second name, like Rica Subway Garcia, no. Easy.
What about, I'm pretty sure it has to be first name. So I guess the first question we have to bring up, would you do it, Rica G?
For a lifetime of Subways? Damn, maybe not.
I would do it. Easy.
If they were to cover the cost of me changing my name.
They will.
If it's as easy as that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, they will. It says here that Subway is going to reimburse the winner for the cost of the name change. So as in,
well, damn, that changes the game.
Yeah. So game G ka? Subway
parang
Garcia?
G.
Subway Garcia.
Yeah.
Okay,
Subway Garcia.
Dude,
pwede.
Because, you know, my name, I mean, JC Tevez is not my real name. I mean, I think I've spoken about that on the podcast. Like, I could still go by JC Tevez, but my legal name is Subway. I have no issue writing that at, like, when I renew my driver's license. Like, who cares?
It's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's free sandwich for, like, for example, turn the tables here. Free Jollibee for life, Rica G. If you were back here, or I don't know what the biggest thing is there for you, but, like, free Jollibee for life. You would change your name to Jollibee Garcia. G,
and is that, for the Subway, is that worldwide? Any branch?
That I don't know, but I would assume I would negotiate that in my, in the, if I won, I'd be like, please make it worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
It needs to be, because they have it in airports, they have it in certain malls.
Yeah.
Oh, I would do that.
They have it at Robinson's Galleria, diba?
Yeah.
Pupunta sa
honey oat bread all the way.
Oh, honey oat is the, honey oat is the one. Honey oat
it's
is the
best.
One.
It who
is
the one. Who gets the Italian one? Nobody.
Who gets white bread when you have a honey oat, though?
Weirdo.
Dude, honey oat is the vibe.
No, just kidding.
As of the I was trying to look through, though, like in terms of how many sandwiches, because sometimes when you win something for life, usually my stipulation, yun eh, is it like one per week? I could not find it, whether it's one per day or maybe, but I would say like they'd have to give me like anytime I want it. Like that's for me, I think the deal. Because if it's one per day, kahit Jollibee, medyo hindi siya sulit eh, I think. If you're going to legally change your name
one
and
meal.
Like may, let's say cap ka sa 200 pesos. That's only like a meal and a, you know, like one, like C1, di ba C1 or whatever they call it.
Yeah, C1.
Isang C1 lang yun eh.
Oh, C4 ba?
C4. I would do it if it was only all the time. But I feel like it won't be because then you could just order so much, right? You know
also,
what I mean?
Also, you could order for family.
Exactly.
For
exactly.
I feel like they would probably be like one per order. One per meal.
One meal per... Yeah.
Also, what's a meal for you?
Yun nga.
Kasi what's a meal for you? One sandwich?
No, two. Kailangan ko at least two-piece chicken, man. Two-piece chicken minimum. And if burger steak, dalawang burger steak with the egg, yung deluxe ba yun? Supreme ba tawag dun?
Like, huwag ka nang mag-ano nang sa ibang franchise, sa Subway nga
diba?
Tayo.
Pag Subway, dapat ano, at least 3 foot-longs a day.
A day.
If ever.
Oo, a day.
Diba? Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Easy money. Like, I would definitely do it. But the concern, I guess, is nga, they're only reimbursing one winner. So, paano nga if you do it and then you don't win?
Oh, nga no.
Yeah, I guess that's the risk you take, if ever. Yeah.
I would think na parang, for anybody who's willing to do it, diba? Parang dapat ganun. For anybody who's willing to do it, when you win, then you change the name.
Mm, true.
Diba?
Yeah. Man, I wish they would do that here. High key, Rika G. Jollibee Tevez in the house. Welcome.
Well, atyaka, you would be so fit after that. Because remember, remember in Subway, they had that whole marketing scheme before that if you just ate Subway, you would get really fit.
Yeah, if you, but they there's fine print that, like, for example, the guy who's now in jail, you know the story of that guy?
No way.
Oh, you don't know? Look at, after the podcast, look up Jared from Subway. Look up the story. But he was their spokesman for years because he was like severely obese. And then he became really fit. And he was in all their commercials and whatnot. But the thing is, the thing that they don't show is he would only eat like 2 6-inch Subway sandwiches a day. You're going to lose weight if you eat below your calories. But if you're smart and you understand like how your body works and you understand calorie counting, yeah, for sure. It's probably one of the healthier fast food options in the world if you know what you're doing. But yeah, dude, I would do it in a heartbeat. Even if it was I'm trying to think what fast food place I wouldn't do it for if it was 3 meals a day. I think I would do it for any.
And if it was that easy, if it was easy to win it, then I would do it.
True.
But yeah, let us know what you think. If you would change your name to Subway just so you can get free Subway for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Damn. We want to know.
True.
We want to know.
And that does it for Odd.
Odd. Nope. That's you.
And that does it for Odd.
Diba? Yeah.
I'm trying to think before we close off the podcast, what is the name? Ano yung name na? Because for me, easy eh. Pag Tevez. Taco Bell Tevez, man.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
How about for me?
I'm Greenwich. Greenwich Garcia. Ganda, man. Greenwich
Wait,
Garcia.
I like their lasagna.
Oh,
their
lasagna,
their lasagna is
top tier. Their lasagna can compete with restaurant lasagna. I'll stand by
for
that.
For sure.
Greenwich Garcia, man. Dude, do it. Make it happen, Greenwich. that's the mix for this week. And
that's it, ma'am.
Rika did mention she's going to be going to a wedding, but we do have next week. So, but we do have something planned for you. And we've been asking for emails And we've been asking you to interact with the Let Your Fam group. And if you have been doing so, well, guess what? You're in for a treat next week.
Yay! I'm so happy. And don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's at The Halo Halo Show, except for Instagram. And we do have a Facebook group. It's called The Halo Halo Show Let Your Fam. And you guys can just request for access and you will see all of the random stuff on there. Okay,
absolutely. And anything new on you? Have you made any new content or whatever?
Not yet, but do follow us on Our Climbs. It's just our vlog, me and Ryan, and we just post whatever we want to post there. It's also something fun to do because we post a lot on YouTube Shorts. And how about you?
Awesome. You can catch up with my random stuff with my solo podcast, Teveza the Best. And of course, here on The Halala Show, please give us 5 stars if you're on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. And yeah, yeah. Shall we extra song? Halala Show.
Bye.
Later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.